You're listening to the Anfield Wrap. My name's Adam Smith, and this is AFQ Football, COVID edition, for that is what I have. That's my voice is a little bit cracky, but also why I'm here to be cheered up by our wonderful panel of Ian Salmon, Carl Kopak, Mike Kearney, and Fuad Hassan, who's sort of also producing. Andy Heaton's also producing. Fuad's pressing the record button. I don't know what's going on. Maybe it's just my COVID-addled brain. Wouldn't be the first time I've been confused about what's going on in the world. So we've got a load of good questions. I'm going to start with this one because it feels like a topic that we can all get our teeth into. It's from Corey Meredith, who has said, if Henderson stays, would you like to see him continue as captain? If not, who would you like to see replace him and why? So if he stays, should he keep the armband? If not, who would you give it to instead? Let's start with you, Carl Kopak.
I wonder why he went with me. The answer is no, I don't want him as captain because he wants to leave the club. So I don't really see the point of that. And if we're planning for the future, we might as well start planning now. That's not a personal fight on Jordan Henderson. It just seems to make sense to me that if your captain wants to leave, he's not really a captain. He's like, you know, fancy's going out the door. I don't know who replaces him. I don't know, Andy's going to think about this, but I don't think goalkeepers make good captains. I know Dave Besant lifted the FA Cup and Schmeichel did and what have you. So it probably would be Trent, I imagine, because I don't know how long Virgil's going to last there. But I'd go for Trent. He's probably going to go do Virgil, though I reckon they make Trent vice-captain. But I don't really think Jordan Henderson should be captain of Liverpool if he doesn't want to play for Liverpool.
Don't worry about what Andy thinks because he's just a silent partner in the background. Yeah. So he's an irrelevance
but he can as type.
His conversation's concerned. He can, and I'm sure he will. He often does. Fuad Hassan, what do you reckon?
I'm with Carl on that, and in terms of Henderson, I just think it's just too messy and too complicated as well for him to sort of come back from that, unless there's a mad, you know, this has all been lies. And even if that all comes out, who's really believing it, right? I mean, I don't think that's got any legs to stand on, really. I see the Trent thing. I'm all for it down the line. I just think he could just do with a season where it's just him, you know, he doesn't need that added responsibility. I just want him to be back to his best. I want him to kind of focus on himself, if you like, and not really have any of those extra responsibilities. He's definitely going to be, you know, ready for it in the future. So with that in mind, I'm happy with a Van Dijk or even an Andy Robertson. I feel like he would be really good for it as well. But neither seem like long-term solution. Trent is the sort of long-term one, really, isn't he?